Growing up in the brothel where my mother worked had a couple of drawbacks. Here is the main one. I know way more about women than any man should. For instance, sometimes when they say they're fine, they're actually fine and you should stop asking and shut the fuck up. I learned my lesson the hard way, as one does when sharing a bathroom with a rotating door of females, not to mention a best friend with the almighty X chromosome. Those lessons have served me well, though, haven't they? Knowing when to retreat carefully, push forwards, or backpedal like a motherfucker during a conversation with a girl means I never go home alone. Alone is a funny word, though, isn't it? Sometimes I'm the most alone when surrounded by women. And that situation happens a lot more often for old Jack than it does for most guys. Is that a brag? Damn right. When women see me coming, their hormones whisper my name. I'm a demon in the sack. And most important, I treat girls with respect. Why shouldn't they want to go home with me at the end of the night? A couple of hours in my bed means laughs, some patented sweet talk, a few orgasms, and cab fare. They could definitely do worse. It's not their fault that I'm barely there when it's happening, that I'm watching myself touch them from above like a creepy naked angel, and wondering how long the mild queasiness will last. But, like I said, that's not the girl's fault, is it? Women get blamed for enough without me adding to their plate. I'm there to give them a safe, shameless, satisfying ride, and send them off with a smile. Jack Garrett, superhero. Protecting New York City's women from two pump chumps one night at a time. Look, I've witnessed the way men can disregard women as garbage once they've had their fun, so this calling of mine is not such a joke. Am I arrogant to think my dick is making a difference in the world of women? Yes. Am I apologizing? Hell no. Did I mention the orgasms and cab fare? I've just come from a visit with my mother, who now works as a pet groomer's receptionist, thank Christ, and as always, I marvel over how my old neighborhood of Hell's Kitchen has changed. They're calling it Clinton now, but I don't have time for that nonsense. It's the kitchen to me, and it always will be. Doesn't matter how many gastropubs and yoga studios pop up, I can still see the grit beneath the glitter. I passed the doorway where I finally got a hand up Melissa Sizemore's shirt when I was 13, only to find out she'd been wearing a Wonder Bra the whole time we'd been dating. And that's when I spot the redhead. There's a lot of new blood in the kitchen. Mid-20s millennials like myself trying to make it in the city while crammed into an apartment with three roommates. Right now, I'm calling the East Side neighborhood of Kips Bay my home, while I train to be a cop under the annoyingly watchful eyes of my NYPD instructors. But someday, I'll come back to the kitchen. And if this sexy redhead is an indication of what awaits me, it'll be sooner rather than later. What the hell is she up to, though? She's on her tiptoes, peering through the window of a dive bar I know too well. In her hand is a shiny pink camera. She's snapping away with a look of total awe on her face. A face I can see only in profile, but that's enough to peg her as cute. Cute as a button, even. Huge eyes, full cheeks, the kind of red puffy lips that stop traffic. At least when I'm at the wheel. When it comes to women, I don't have a type. Tall, short, curvy, freckled, pierced, black, white, etc. All applications are accepted and approved. This redhead, though, I can't quite put a name on what pulls me towards her on the sidewalk. Is it her smile? The wobbly tiptoe dance she's doing to make up for her lack of height? I've established she's adorable, but she's probably not looking for a hookup. Yet. Although I never pursue women outside of bars, where I spend a lot of my time. If you ask my best friend Danica, way too much time. But the alcohol makes it a shit ton easier to say yes. Yes to the girl. Yes to what my body wants right now, but will regret later. I push the troubling thought aside and focus on the redhead.